This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the DJV program, another hour of conversation. You're headed for inspiration. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is not able to connect. The old business about what we were sort of underscores what we were talking about with regard to the value of technology. What's the old expression? You can't live with it. You can't live without it. The arrogance of these. And so I talked in the tech report, Jennifer, about the number of new smaller companies the government was trying to encourage to get started because we need competition. Remember, I went through the numbers. This isn't the technology companies, but how much tax we're paying for cell phones. Mm-hmm. And it's like 29% of the bill, and it's stuff that nobody can explain. It's just this fee, that fee, this tax, that tax.
And no one knows where it's going, what it's paying for, nothing.
Right, nothing, none of that stuff. So meanwhile, the other side of it is to create or to foster more competition. The government's trying to incentivize smaller companies to compete with the likes of Verizon and T-Mobile, AT&T, Spectrum. You've had nothing but trouble in California with these scum
companies. And I actually asked someone who was at my house about why. And typically when you have cable, because each system, like in the old days, each system used to be individually run. They would have different best practices and all of that. And so now that these big companies have come in, it has been a years-long project to try to upgrade everybody to get them on the same path, essentially, connected in the same way. And some areas are just slower to get to the table than others. So...
Okay.
But you know what? The one thing you can count on with technology is it will break and it will bother you.
We'll
hit our cell phones.
We don't have any. You know, I remember when we used to use what they called, and this is maybe too much inside baseball, but we called it, it was Switch 56 at first, and that was called ISDN. And it was a digital connection.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah, they were. They were very reliable.
I don't think anything has been better than the ISDN, actually.
But then
that's been perfect.
It became cheaper to run everything across the Internet, it became much less reliable. So
if you had an engineer who connected to someone's ISDN and forgot and went home overnight, man, you were nailed. It was expensive.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe that's too much inside shop. The Nipah virus, NIPAH. Have you heard of this?
Nipah, only from you.
Nipah. And you'd think with that name it would come from Japan.
I'll pass on the Nipah.
Wait a minute. Jay's here. I forgot about that. Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. You all right? Max okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's good.
Okay. All right. Good. Sorry about that. We were gonzo and then... I heard the voice. What? Wait a minute. Jay.
Oh, were you not hearing me? I've been talking.
I do hear you now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hear you now.
I think he just thought it was that we were one person. I think.
All right. So the
Nipah. It's not just Nipah. Yeah, there's also the story. I think I mentioned to you that the Afghans who are coming into this country, who are like 50,000 of them at our military bases now that we have to try to find resettlement for, or we don't have to, but we will find resettlement for. They have measles, huge measles outbreaks in this population. In fact, I think I heard that they've like the seventh highest number of measles on the planet, these Afghans. So, it's crazy. So what about Nipah?
Well, it's there. They found animals, goats have it, children have it, and they have apparently Malaysia, Singapore, they've had this with pigs and people since 1999. I didn't know anything about it. Did you? I never heard of it before. Now, it's becoming a big problem. And what they're doing with the animals, putting them to sleep and burying them as fast as they can, They would think they'd burn him rather than bury him. That would be a better way of getting rid of it, I think, anyway. But this is something, again, from Asia. There's some suspicion that the Chinese are involved yet again. Let me tell you anything else. They can't. What is it they say? We can never confirm or deny that this thing started in the lab in Wuhan. Of course, they can confirm it. They don't want to because they don't want to get the Chinese pissed off, at them. So now, horses, goats, sheep, cats, dogs apparently can become infected with this not-so-new virus. New to us. I've never heard of this before. Have you?
I remember hearing about this in the early aughts, but I thought it was just like a zoonotic disease. Only animals were getting it. I didn't realize people could get this, too.
What's that term? Zoonotic?
Zoonotic. Did I pronounce it right?
I don't know. That's the first time I've ever heard
you sounded really smart.
Yeah, I'm very very authoritative. Yes.
No, but yeah, I thought that it was only an animal disease.
Well, who knows? Next horror show about to happen. That's the next thing here is this, $3.5 billion. You thought, what happens in the news cycle, and I guess we're guilty of this too. Sometimes when things are not on the front page, you forget about them. They get pushed off to the side. Well, not so fast with the $3.5 billion.
Are you talking about the spending bill?
Okay. So this is ready to be pushed through the Senate and the House, but not so fast. Apparently, Mr. Munchkin.
Joe Manchin to the rescue.
Manchin, yes, right. Well, if you look
He's much more sensible. He says, you know what, forget this $3.5 trillion. I'm only comfortable spending $1.5 trillion.
Yeah, right.
I mean, at that point, I don't even know. I don't even know. The numbers are too high. Too many zeros.
So remember when Clinton passed the BTU tax, we're talking about taxes on phone. This is a tax that was an energy bill, basically. An energy, was going to be added to your bill from whoever your power supplier is. Eversource, there are four or five of those companies around the country. Anyway, so they passed this bill through the House, but the Senate said nothing doing. And they felt that this was political suicide to we're a year away from the midterm election, right? And so there are a lot of Democrats whose seats are in question. Don't the Republicans think they can take over the House again next year?
Pretty easily, I think they think that.
Yeah. Well, so now the Senate's looking at this and they're thinking, okay, are we going to get in the neck as well? How many vulnerable Democrats are there in the Senate? You know those numbers better than I do.
Yeah, the numbers right now suggest that the Republicans can take the House pretty easily and that Democrats will hang on to the Senate by the margin, kind of where it is now, which is very much 50-50. So I think that map sort of benefits Democrats in the coming year, but a lot of the seats are not high-interest seats like Republicans had last year to knock off some key Democrats, so two years ago. So, yeah, I think the Senate's kind of a crapshoot, but the House looks good for Republicans.
Well, because they need Manchin's vote, and they don't have it, this thing looks dead. And he said he pointed in his explanation to the midterm elections when Bill Clinton was president. The House Democrats passed this BTU tax, and the next election, 25 of them got booted because the Republicans used it, as they ought to have, as a way to get at these people who are vulnerable. More taxes we don't need. And that's
when you think about it, for Democrats who are in more purple or red states, and there are a few of them up for election this coming year, that is like Murkowski in Alaska. I think Kelly's up for re-election again because it was a special election in Arizona. There are certain people who are up for seats where knocking this bill out would benefit them because they wouldn't have to explain it to their constituency that they signed away trillions of dollars, especially now that you're having to already deal with the bad publicity of Afghanistan, because don't think that's not going to be an issue next year. It's going to be an issue. Yeah. It already is starting. And so, so I think that there are a lot of people who will be secretly breathing a sigh of relief if Joe Manchin does try to stop this.
The idea here in terms of the $3.5 billion, people are asking, well, what's the money going to be used for? It isn't, once again, it's not infrastructure. Part of the bill was to have the feds.
That's a different bill.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. Right. Another trillion dollar bill. And that 3.5 trillion, I mean, this is the size of a budget, not just a spending bill. If you think about how much we've spent, like $6-7 trillion just in the last year dealing with COVID, we've got big problems. This is why people are feeling inflation already. I think it only gets worse if this goes through. We've already had our economy downgraded because the economic futures are not looking as good with this high spending, you know, to save the we'll pay it off later mentality. It's just not working.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about increasing taxes on corporate entities. I have maybe this sounds like counterintuitive for me anyway, because I'm not a tax and spender. I think we have way too many taxes, but I wouldn't mind going after two categories. One, the companies that do business in China and refuse to try to move their production back here to America.
I agree with you. It's painful.
That's number one.
It's painful, but you need to start doing that. We have to do it.
Yeah. The other is when you realize how much money the federal government has spent for the vaccines, we're talking once again about trillions of dollars. The profits that Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson making off of this almost seems, what's the right word? It's lethal, and it's not fair. It's not right. It's not just. We continue to pay whatever they want. I think we all have to make money in order to survive. But you know, why wouldn't you, if you're going to either make a deal with these people to buy it at a price that it isn't like the typical government, you know. Cost plus. That's what they're. But Boeing and Lockheed, when they make planes and boats and stuff, it's all whatever it costs us plus you give us 10%. So you know, there's no bid involved. It's just we'll spend as much money as we can, and you'll get what you get. And that kind of a thing. I just think that the other tax, the focus, if I lost focus for a second there, is to get some of the money back, or don't pay it in the first place to the drug companies for all these vaccines. It's 18 past the hour. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Powerful sound of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here with Jay going through some of the things that are important on social media, the trending things on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And I think I don't know if happy is the right word. I've always felt like Monica Lewinsky was somebody who was really special. And even though she made a mistake in judgment, she was a kid, she's had to live her life. Now, some people say, I think, Jennifer, did you say last week when I was talking about her in a different context that she was sort of milking this or she's a victim?
And no, I'm happy Monica's actually milking this. She deserves it. It's her story. It totally changed the trajectory of her life. And so to have her story not told by the American Crime Story series, I think it's, you know, I don't love the salaciousness because I think everybody sells stories to try to get power. But for her, it's a little different because her life was completely defined by this. Yeah. You couldn't hire Monica Lewinsky at a retail store. People knew who she was.
Pariah. She was bullied. She was one of the first real victims of cyber and internet bullying. She was the butt of all the jokes. And she was not the only person in the whole situation. But yet she was the one that ended up getting rid
always
of the
singled
of it.
Out. Yeah,
and Clinton never—I don't even know if Clinton ever gets asked questions about it. So why is she showing up now? What's going on?
Well, American Crime Story Impeachment is premiering tonight on FX, and she is a producer on it. It's telling the whole story of the Bill Clinton impeachment, starting with what happened, and to really kind of make it as true as possible, even though it's still a dramatized miniseries, to still have some of the truth in it. She's a producer. And then she was discussing it on Today Show with Savannah Guthrie. And she was asked, do you want Bill Clinton to apologize? And she was saying that she thinks that Bill should want to apologize. But at the same time, in her life now, she doesn't need his apology. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago, she did because she felt like there was never closure in this. Mm-hmm. But now with everything else that's happening, people are talking about it more. Conversations about power differentials are happening more. Social media is, even though it has a lot of detrimental items on it, it can also allow more people to be heard. And she thinks that if this had happened, what had happened before, if it happened in today's society, it would have been handled completely different, 100%. And she would have actually had more support.
Well,
I think so too.
Didn't Clinton start with this or during this era, the thing with her? Didn't that make it more acceptable?
He was already in the White House when it started.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of it was like, it was very bizarre because it was like, people excuse the Clintons for their behavior. Bill Clinton got away with, well, it's just boys being boys, or that's Bill Clinton, because he was a known womanizer, probably still is. And Hillary also kind of got away with it. She was awful to all the people who accused Bill Clinton of having relationships with them. She was awful. She was not a defender of women. She was awful to them. And the two of them kind of got away with that because of their, you know, their different roles and their power. And so the people who kind of laid in the wake, including Monica Lewinsky, I think, I don't know, I'm glad she gets a chance to tell her side of the story, because look, something happened. It was obviously two consensual people who had a thing for each other, and that's not necessarily out of the realm, but she was cast off by society for this. Linda Tripp was another one who totally manipulated her. So, yeah, I mean, I think at least she gets to tell her side.
Yeah.
Or at least the story from her perspective.
Yeah, well, she has said that she's had to get therapy from this again, because watching her early 20s be depicted in a dramatized way is kind of, she has to relive this whole thing again, and she can't help but be
like,
don't talk to this person, don't trust this person, don't smile back, like, don't do these things. So she's being, she's kind of always been open, but she's being more so open and very vulnerable to it right now.
What does she do? I remember she did a lot
of
numbers.
Didn't she design handbags or something like that, I think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So she was a public speaker, too. She went around talking about anti-bullying campaigns. And now she's a producer on this.
Good.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Images of cable cars swinging in the air with passengers trapped inside have emerged after Mexico was hit by a powerful earthquake. Mexican officials said the 7.1 magnitude quake struck around 7 miles from the resort town of Acapulco, Mexico. Happened about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday. Electricity and telephone lines are out for 1.6 million people in the area. Roughly 100 aftershocks have been reported. A former New York congressional candidate has died of an apparent suicide on Tuesday, less than 2 weeks after he dropped his bid for the U.S. House. 41-year-old Afghanistan war veteran Kyle Van Deerwater was found in Poughkeepsie Rural Cemetery. On September 1st, NASA Mars rover Perseverance collected and stashed away the first of 43 mineral samples from the Red Planet. All samples will be taken from the floor of the Eurezo crater. Two future missions to Mars by NASA and the European Space Agency are planning to retrieve those specimens in the next.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
a trove of newly released documents by the nonprofit The Intercept reveals Dr. Anthony Fauci has been lying to the American people. Unpublished grant proposals show EcoHealth Alliance, which is run by Peter Daszak, were filed with Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. The purpose was to alter mutant viruses and provide NIA with a detailed description of the proposed alterations. Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University, said the documents made it clear that Fauci has been untruthful. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News.
I've said for months that Tony Fauci should be fired. Now it's clear that he lied to Congress. He should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, for 18 months, he's been saddling up his moral high horse and clucking his tongue at college kids who want to go celebrate a football game, telling you have to wear three masks, when all along he's been lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, about his role in funding the very reckless, dangerous research at a Chinese communist lab that unleashed this pandemic on the world. It is a disgrace, and it's time for Tony Fauci to be held accountable.
The $3.1 million grant called Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence was greenlit between 2014 and 2019. It was suspended by the Trump administration in April of 2020. According to another report, the NIH funded a total of 65 research projects at the Wuhan Institute, more than Fauci has publicly revealed. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Jennifer's here. Jay is here. Victoria, for technological reasons, is absent, but she does have leave. So here we are creating, as school gets back into session, we're wondering about where teaching takes place. I've often thought...
Everywhere.
That, yeah, it really is. We live in a petri dish of experiments. Every day there's something going on in your life, life of the people that are close to you, fellow employees at work. You're always trying to create something new, right, for your team so you can be a little better at your job, that sort of thing. So I was looking at how school districts are handling the COVID situation. And I think everybody in Los Angeles, my grandson is wearing a mask in school. And I saw a picture of him with his fellow first graders all wearing, and they're all different. You know, he's in a magnet school. What do they call it? Maybe it's a charter school?
Charter.
Yeah. And so there are a lot of different youngsters. It's a good representation of what America's all about today, a lot of this and some of that. But they all have one thing in common. And this is what the reason I'm telling you the story is because I think the common denominator is a good one in the sense I don't like wearing masks, frankly. I don't like the fact that children are wearing masks. But everybody is sort of on an equal footing. And it's interesting how I was talking to Miles and Megan about this last night. Miles doesn't see it this way because that's not the way his mind is developed. He's a first grader. But Megan and I were talking about how this sort of put everybody on the same par. You know how it used to be in school? If you dressed better than somebody else or you didn't dress as well as somebody else, you were made fun of.
They have uniforms?
Yeah. Well, the uniforms. You went to school with a uniform.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt you any. I think uniforms ought to be, or people ought to wear the same thing.
Well, in high school, they also do accolades right at the end of senior year, and there's an actual award for best dress that some seniors not just try to dress better than other people. They vie for that award from day one. Yeah.
Great.
I don't know. I like, you know, as much as I hated uniforms when I was going through it, I always wanted free dress. I hated having to wear uniforms. But now, as an adult, I look back and go, man, if I only had a uniform. Because it's so much easier. You don't have to think about anything. And you're right. It does put you on an equal playing field. I don't know if it's the mask that I think puts everybody on an equal playing field. I feel like it's, you know, obviously everybody has to wear a mask, so everybody feels like they're on the same and no one's the weird kid. But I still wonder how it affects teachers' ability to see the facial expressions of the child.
Difficult.
And what's being overlooked. And if something's being overlooked. Maybe nothing, but maybe something. And we just don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot being overlooked. You can't. Well, put yourself, never mind youngsters. When you see somebody, I remember on any number of occasions when I was talking to someone and there was an amusement in the conversation, you couldn't really see, unless you looked at the eyes, you couldn't really see any expression. Was this funny? Was it sad? You don't see anything because you can't see the major part of somebody's face. So do we think it's worth it to give that up in order to protect ourselves? I guess it depends.
I don't know.
These school systems are mandating masking. Yeah, right.
And, you know, exactly. It was so weird. I was walking, because in our building, we have the mask mandate in our building.
Which and building? So the one for Carol, eh?
Yeah. And so when I walk, well, because it's a public building in Glendale, and so everybody, you know, and I look, in the elevator, walking out, I do that because I think it's just a polite thing to do.
Yeah, right.
And so as soon as I get out, however, I take that mask right off. And so I was walking out of the building yesterday. I took my mask off. And as I was walking in, a lot of people walk past me already masked up because they're going inside the building. But this woman had her mask down around her chin. And she looked at me and smiled. And I looked at her and smiled. And I was like, almost struck me like I wanted to cry. Because I do that in, like, with people I know, and I'm still seeing people's face, people I know that are, like, in my bubble. But to actually smile at a stranger on the street in Los Angeles, we haven't been able to do that, even outdoors, in such a long time that it hit me. And it was like, I had, like, a moment going, how nice was that to see a stranger and actually connect and smile back and forth? It's weird how something I used to do just every day is now something I'm taking notice of.
That's fascinating, Jen, that you say that, because I kind of feel a little bit, not opposite, but where at the grocery store, if you almost bump into somebody, you just kind of do an apologetic smile where you can't see people's faces. So now people are actually talking to each other more and using their words more. And that's the thing I've actually
done.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's an actual like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, do you need this? Oh, I didn't mean to be in the way. I don't know. It's just I feel more connected because of the words rather than the passing smile of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, much is said in an expression for sure. Here's the superintendent of a Oregon school system that was fired yesterday after enforcing the mask mandate in that school district. The superintendent was told that he was no longer employed after the school board took exception to his requiring masks. That was his order because that's what the state told him to do. So now he's out because he did what the state, because the locals, they're all, that's why I say over and over and over and over and over again, this should be a local thing. That's it. This city or the town makes up their mind, this is how we want it done in our community. And the state's not involved. The feds aren't involved. You figure out what's right for your community.
Well, and it would be nice to know if these decisions were made It was some signs or some numbers. Like, if certain communities are having a spike, then they address that problem. Instead of just broad orders from a state or from the federal government, to actually know what's going on in your community. We talked about this last year, especially when COVID was first kind of coming on the scene. There were a lot of little pockets of California and of other states that didn't have any COVID in them at all because they were little protected areas. They were, you know, more rural, and they didn't have people on top of each other. And they were having to live by the same restrictions that people in Los Angeles or San Francisco or other big cities across the country had to live by. And that's not necessarily fair either. I think, you know, address the problem. I think you're right, as locally as possible, probably.
Yeah. Number one. Speaking of science, the United States Navy has invented a special, they haven't, but they hired some scientists to develop a special electronic device that will stop you from talking. It was patented a year or so ago, just recently outed, if you will, in the magazine New Scientist. Main idea of the weapon is to disorient the person, the target, so much so that they cannot communicate effectively. It's called the Acoustic Hailing and Disruption Weapon, otherwise known as AHAD. Think about Ahab the Arab from that old song.
No. Yeah,
can't use that anymore. Ahad the Arab. Anyway, so it records speech and then broadcasts it at a target in just a few seconds. It's pretty, well, I don't know. How would you use this? Would you use, this is, how does it work in the warfare? Why would you want to? I guess I don't understand what the approach is or the reason.
Watch out. They can't say that anymore, maybe.
Can I actually get this for my husband whenever he's trying to talk to me about his Call of Duty gaming?
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's,
that'd be,
you know,
great. You could be a tennis couple.
There we go. I'll sign up.
But you know what I'm saying. Why we have all this. This is the stuff that the public wonders about when you see all this money spent, millions of dollars, to develop this device, and so how does it? If you think about the Navy is supposed to be the war machine, right? Part of the war machine.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this something that would work in war, in battle? And I'm actually asking because I don't understand. In theory, they say it discourages people, the enemy, from continuing to speak. Okay. That's, we can do that with waterboarding, I guess. I don't know. It just seems kind of frivolous.
Or
a lot of times, don't you want them
tie
to
something
like,
around the mouth?
Yeah,
don't
you want them to
over
like,
their
turn
mouth? Can't that work?
Keep talking.
I experience that every day on this program. All right, 43 past the hour. Zodiac Magic for the second week of September. This is our podcast that's completely unique, not connected to any radio program.
This is going to be used for crowd control, by the way.
What's that?
I guess if they have a mob speaking? Of people, they yeah. break up. They use it to disperse mobs.
Is that official or is that just you making that up?
No, that's what it says.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You believe that?
Well, I believe our prep. How about that?
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway. So we have the this weekly overview of what's going on in the stars, literally and figuratively. Astrologer Laura Banks is here every week, talking about healing, how romance works for you in this particular... It's day by day for the week. And there's a new moon that's just this week, so that's affecting a lot of people. Laura says it's a great time to fall in love with somebody new or to try something new with somebody that you have. All right, so there you go. And then Mary O'Malley, who's the psychic scout, talks about old souls and new souls. Aren't you curious? Don't you wonder sometimes about whether your soul has been on the planet before? You hear all those things, but do you believe that there's something like that? Some folks do, some folks don't. When hard pressed, oftentimes people don't know. They can't explain their beliefs. They just, well, that's what I believe. Okay. But don't discount somebody else because they might have a different way of thinking about these sorts of things. If it is something that interests you, I encourage you to try. We have 7 or 8 episodes already that are there at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of the switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
So here we are looking into things that are distracting and distressing. Hurricane Ida, still picking up after all these days. 350 oil spills. You remember there was this pipeline that broke and that got everybody's attention. But there were 350 oil spills. The Coast Guard is trying to figure out with their pollution response team that's out of Baton Rouge and New Orleans. 88% of offshore oil production stopped, and there are 100 platforms that are leaking. That's where 100 of the 350 oil spills come from. Imagine being out in the Gulf, what, maybe 20 miles, and this storm comes through. You got no place to go. Where are you going to go? Right?
Overboard. Horrifying.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even like a boat on a smooth, clear day. I can't even. Mm.
Anyway, so the Coast Guard's been conducting flyovers to try to figure out what do you do with 350 oil spills? How do you plug them at this point?
Well, I think you have to shut the line off probably first to fill it,
at its source.
Right?
Yeah, right, exactly. But you know what that's going to do? Some say that they aren't doing that because that'll affect the price of gasoline.
Dollar gasoline coming my way.
Right. With all of this, and you know the oil companies use any excuse possible to jam it to you. And I noticed the price is up 9 or 10 cents around me in the last week or 10 days, and it's all because of the hurricane. Whether they can really prove, see, this would be something, we ought to have a class action lawsuit against these companies like this and have them prove without any doubt that they really were financially hurt by all of this stuff.
But, and let's at the same time do a class action lawsuit against the government who is taking, I mean, California, we pay over a dollar in extra fees.
Taxes.
And where is that going? Yeah, where is that money going?
Where
it's supposed to go to roads.
Money? Yeah. No, it's going to help out people who are, they want new cars. The government officials need new cars, Jennifer. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To take sometimes some of the conversations we have. It's always great to have Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program from his own weekend show, The Pet Show, heard on one of the same stations that carry this program. So the idea of a vaccine has been raised for pets as COVID becomes. I've forgotten what research was done, Warren. You'd probably be closer to this than we are. How much research has been done as to whether or not, because the COVID requires a host, and I don't know that it requires a human host. So what do we do with dogs and cats that could be exposed or could be carriers?
Well, they say that dogs and cats, species like dogs and cats that we have in our homes, you know, typically the domestic pets,
yeah.
When they do get COVID, the clinical symptoms tend to be very mild in most cases. There's evidence that different species of animals are capable, though. For example, the Indianapolis Zoo is now using an experimental vaccine with some of their animals. But no one's really pushing towards a vaccine for dogs. There's evidence that different species are capable of getting COVID-19 or the SARS virus. Therefore, it might be a good idea for pet owners diagnosed with COVID to socially distance from their pets. So that's where we are right now.
Hmm.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention said, based on the available information, the risk of animals spreading COVID-19 to people is considered to be low, and there's no evidence that animals are playing any significant role in the spread of COVID in the U.S. So that's where
we are. I think
we
should put masks on all dogs. What do you think?
I think we need masks on some more of their owners. Less masks on dogs, more masks on owners. That's what
more
I say.
More masks.
But, you know, it's interesting because the concept is for a while there, people were saying that, you know, if you touch someone's dog, if you touched your dog, and now, you know, the whole concept of getting COVID from touching something has kind of been dispersed. It's more of an airborne thing. Common sense. I mean, God forbid I don't, but if I had COVID, I would be less apt to be hugging and cuddling with my dogs at this moment. That's just the way I feel. Mm-hmm. Safety first. But there's no out. I'm waiting for more information to come out. Right now, they're still in the process of putting it together.
Well, it has to be a question lot of your Pet Show listeners ask whether they call you. I know that you take a lot of calls and people send you email and stuff, follow you on Facebook. Actually, you can see the show on Facebook. Warren's website, thepetshow.com, has the broadcast in its entirety. You can look at Warren and his long gray hair.
Gotta cut, Doug. I gotta cut.
Oh, did you? Oh, good. Okay. All right. I can hardly wait till we go to breakfast next time. Mexico has become the first North American country to ban cosmetic animal testing. So does that mean we have it? It's allowed here in America?
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. You know, I did a national tour many years ago for an animal rights group talking about research in animals. And one of the things that I found out is that, for example, one college got $1 million to do research on black ponies from the government. And another college got the research money to do the same exact thing on white ponies. Physiologically, other than color, they're exactly the same. So that money was just totally wasted. As far as I'm concerned, no animals should be experimented on, especially nowadays. They have computer samples and tissue samples and so many things they can do without the hurting of the animal. And who thinks a rabbit should be blinded or hurt or burned so that somebody can put some good eye mascara on their eyes? Horrible. It should be outlawed. I'm totally against vivisection.
There's a new new movie out that basically it's a short film animated with a lot of stars that are the voices of the characters in the film, but apparently that was playing in Mexico, and that influenced the legislation. This is what I thought. You know, animal testing practices in the cosmetic industry have been going on for as long as there's been a cosmetic industry, and they have to. What it is, what would be tested, and why would be that? You just said something about bunnies, but what?
I'll give you a better example. I was kicked out of college because of this. One of my colleges, by the way. I was attending a college on Long Island, and I was studying my undergraduate. I was studying psychology. And in the laboratory, the psychology laboratory for upper students, not for me, they were doing experimentation on psychedelic drugs on guinea pigs. Now, my theory was, this is intolerable, it's crazy, if you want to do drugs, not go ahead, but leave the animals alone, don't test on them. So I went into the laboratory and I released probably 700 or 800 guinea pigs all over the campus of the college.
Good.
They found out it was me and therefore Warren had to change colleges quickly. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good for you.
But it was worth, the research being done for people to make themselves look prettier or smell prettier is absolutely ludicrous. I think it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you want to smell better, use a deodorant soap.
Thank you.
I
don't mind smelling like a schnauzer, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, I think I think oftentimes I smell like Daisy does.
We do like smell like our dog. Absolutely. Yeah, we smell like our dog. That's a good thing.
All right. You got the word from Warren Eckstein. ThePetShow.com is where you find the show. A lot of radio stations as well.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.